Good morning and welcome to the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. I'm Jim Tevenin, and I'm usually here at this point. But with us this morning in the studio, and not usually here with us, but it's a delight every time she comes by, is Dr. Jody Graves from Eastern Washington University. Officially, good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Jim.
And we have some performers who have come with you from Eastern, and we're going to be hearing from them. The program is a mixed one. We're going to hear two solo pianists, Carolyn Kruser and Christian Skok, and then we're going to hear an ensemble, a piano quartet by Arnold Bax, played by a group whose name I dearly love, the Brahmas.
The Brahmas, yes.
Right, and we'll talk more about them sure. in a bit. But let's get right to it here. We're going to hear, first of all, from Carolyn Kruser playing a couple of pieces for us. So get that set up, please.
I will.
Oh, actually, let's talk just a bit about about her and the
Absolutely.
Pieces she's going to play, and then we'll have her in after she plays.
Absolutely. Carolyn is a senior in piano performance at Eastern Washington University. She's, in fact, recently performed her senior recital. As many people know, those are part of their program and quite special events, and she was very, very successful. So it's great to bring her here today and have her share some of that repertoire, which today is the Rachmaninoff preludes, the first one in G sharp minor, opus 32, number 12, and the second one is Etude Tableau in G minor, opus 33, number 8.
Thank you.
Two pieces by Sergei Rachmaninoff, played by one of our guests in the KPBX studio, Carolyn Kruser. We heard the prelude in G sharp minor, and that was followed by the Etude Tableau in G minor, music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. And indeed, very, very lovely music by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And Carolyn Kruser has joined us in the studio here. And good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
And really delightful to have you here. You've been here more than once.
Yes.
I can count at least a couple of the Music Fest Northwest broadcasts that you've been at. And so it's a delight to have you back in here. You're getting your frequent flyer miles with
yes.
us going, so that's a good thing. That Etude Tableau that we heard is just a lovely, lovely piece. Is there anything that goes through your mind just in terms of images, or does the piece remind you of something? Is there another connection that's outside music that goes along with that piece?
This piece definitely reminds me of, honestly, the word peace or tranquility or stillness. And I think it's so perfect for just playing today, and everyone is busy with their lives. And even as a music major, I'm busy, and it's a perfect piece to sit down and play and just remember why I'm here and what I can give to the world.
Very good. That's nicely put. Very nicely put. You are graduating.
Yes.
How about that? Seems like only yesterday that you entered as a freshman, but here you are. And what are your plans for the immediate future?
So I'm actually moving in a month to Tucson, Arizona.
Well, you can't do that. No, we're going to have to stop it.
And I want to study at the University of Arizona for a master's in piano performance.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Who's on the piano faculty there? Have you met anyone?
I haven't met anyone yet. There's, okay. I think, at least seven piano teachers there, okay. So I'll have a choice.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, that really sounds great. And our loss will be Tucson's gain. So wish you well, and hope that you come back this way. And who knows, maybe play in the studio again.
Definitely. I'd be
on,
happy
on
to.
Your first tour,
yes.
You can do that. Okay, sounds good. Carolyn Kruser, thank you so much for coming in,
thank
Carolyn.
You.
All right. Now we move on to our second solo pianist, and we go to the opposite end of the academic spectrum.
We do.
From
a
graduating senior to someone who just began at EWU this last year. And his name is Christian Skoke. And if you could tell us a little bit about him and also the piece that he's
Certainly.
Playing.
Certainly. Christian is one of those young people who walked in and began to play and wasn't too sure at the very beginning of this year which sort of major track he was going to take, but clearly a natural artistic young man and a beautiful facility, but also just a hunger to learn. And that's just total joy for someone like me who just has such compassion and heart for working with these young people. And he's one of them. So here we go. We're starting now at the beginning with him. And he's also involved as a vocalist and in the sort of opera and Broadway scenes shows out there. So he's kind of multi-talented.
All right.
We're excited to have him. So he will be playing, as you mentioned, on the other end of the spectrum, a little bit of Gershwin. This is two of the preludes from his three prelude set. And he's going to play Prelude 2, followed by Prelude number 1.
And our pianist in the studio is Christian Skoke.
Thank you.
Our pianist in studio, Christian Skoke, playing those two preludes by George Gershwin. And wonderful preludes they are, wonderful music that was part of that great blending as jazz began to take a real foothold in American music in the early part of the 20th century. Christian is in the studio with us here, and good morning, Christian.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Now, to kind of set this up, where'd you go to high school? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Deer Park. I went to HomeLink up in Deer Park. I was homeschooled.
Okay.
But yeah.
Nice. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 12 years now.
Okay. So. Okay. And who were your teachers before you came to Eastern?
My original piano teacher, the first one I started with, was Victor Batista. And then I went to the Falls for 3 years, and I studied with Dr. Rosie Guerrero there, and mm-hmm. then now I'm with Dr. Graves at Eastern.
Very good. Good for you. And Dr. Graves has told me that you, as well as being a pianist, you're a singer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what kinds of things are you involved with at Eastern on that front?
At Eastern, I'm in the symphonic choir,
mm-hmm.
and... yeah, I am so glad I joined choir. That's one of the best decisions of my life. Yeah, I joined choir, and I'm also in like a little barbershop group
there
too.
Oh, cool.
And I'm just trying to just expand my horizons on as much different styles of music as possible.
Sure.
And let me just add that he was recently seen on stage with our what's called the Opera Workshop, which does scenes from all kinds of different genres and time periods. He was recently seen on stage singing and running across the stage with a stick horse. Now, if that intrigues you, you check out the schedule for next year because those performances are quite compelling.
All right, very good. It's the great world of art. You get to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, that's really super. No, your choir experience, I completely agree, because when you're playing piano, especially when you're playing solo piano, then you are in the spotlight in all senses of that term. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate collaborative experience is being in a chorus. And certainly the Eastern choirs are really very fine.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Good for you. I'm glad that you're a part of that.
Yeah.
And what else are you studying besides the Gershwin at this point?
Besides Gershwin, I am also studying Brahms. I really have like fallen in love with Brahms and Gershwin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also I'm working on a Rachmaninoff piece and just mm-hmm. trying to expand my horizons in pretty much everything, like piano, voice, just as much as I can.
Sounds like you have a capital R romantic soul.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that's fair to say. Well, it was a delight to hear you, and we wish you well. Have a good summer, and we hope to have you back here as we get into the next year.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Christian, very good. Thank you for coming by. All right, we are going to move into a different direction at this point, and that is piano as collaborator, in this case with a string trio. Again, now we get to talk about the thing that just sort of lit me up when I found the whole program here. The group called themselves the Brahmas.
They do.
Yes.
They do. They've been together for a couple of years. This is Ethan Said on violin, James Marshall, viola, Tim Gales on cello, and Christian Garcia on piano. And they formed, it was, again, about 2 years ago. They've been playing since then, which in and of itself allows a deepening in how they interact as collaborative artists. The repertoire they're playing is, you know, it's quite challenging and difficult, mm-hmm. but they're all very, very fine musicians. And when they came together, there was just this sort of synchronicity, as it were, in the way they interact, the way they talk. We coach a lot. They practice a lot together, as well as individually. And they actually took second place at the state MTNA competition this last fall in chamber music at the collegiate level, which is pretty, you know, astonishing, because that's a very competitive sort of environment. And they're just dedicated musicians, but they're also a lot of fun. And so I've been on a couple of road trips with them, and we've, you know, interacted, of course, as being one of their coaches. And the repertoire, as far as the pianist is concerned, demands that the pianist be at the highest possible level of technical and musical ability in order to handle the repertoire of the great chamber works. And this one they found, the Arnold Bax, they discovered it this past fall after they had completed, you know, Brahms Piano Quartet and Frank Bridge and were doing some other things and recently premiered a brand new tango written by one of our own composers featured at the Fox concert this past Thursday.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that was a terrific piece.
Oh,
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yes.
And just a note for future, we have the sound from the Shahara Jazz Evening and look forward to putting that on Concert of the Week before the season ends.
That's great.
So that'll be coming up pretty quick. And coming up immediately is going back, for us, going back into our performance studio and proudly presenting the Bahamas and this music of Arnold Bax, the piano quartet in one movement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side, and a performance there by the group that calls themselves the Brahmas. Ethan Said, violin, James Marshall, viola, Tim Gales, cello, and Christian Garcia, piano. That was the Piano Quartet in One Movement, written in 1922 by English composer Arnold Bax. And we have two of the members of the Brahmas here in the studio with us, Christian Garcia.
Hello.
Christian. And also the violinist, Ethan Said.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you both. And actually, Christian, you've been here before. You've been here a number of times with the Music Fest and, and all that. So it's delightful to have you back.
He's been all over everywhere.
Okay. It's good to know somebody who gets around in this world. And then, Ethan, is this your first visit to KPBX?
This is my second.
Oh, okay.
We came earlier in the school year.
Last year.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I have to ask.
In January. Yeah, we came in January.
All right, great. I have a short memory, so of course I don't remember that performance, but that's okay. I do have to ask, though, about the name, where that came from.
Oh, that's Brahms. Not either of our.
It was not cooking. Our idea. Oh, okay. It was the James' idea, the violist. Okay. Viola players.
Violist.
Violist. And we wanted to. Going to a national competition, which the finals was going to be like in Orlando, but well, we didn't. We made it to the second round
in the Bahamas. That was the whole point of it.
Yeah, so we just mixed Brahms and Bahamas.
Right, right. I get
we were playing
image,
Brahms at that point. So
I get
that's
this
the name.
Image of Brahms with the big beard and the cigar,
exactly.
Under a beach umbrella,
and
someplace.
Drinking from a coconut.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hammock on the beach,
big old beer belly.
Yep. He's that kind of guy. Actually, he was a lot more fun than some of his pictures suggest. But never mind. That is a very intense piece that you just played, the Bax.
Mm-hmm.
What were some challenges that you had to really wrestle with in this?
Rhythms.
Okay,
the
sure,
harmony
sure.
is yeah. just every chord. There's no two chords that are the same in every measure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of harmonic changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's like a condensed version of Wagner opera. It's very intense. It's very orchestral writing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but just for four players.
Right,
so
right.
So I would say that's the main challenge.
It's a very, very big piece for its size. I mean, everything is smushed down. I mean, he does
it's
call
like
it a quartet.
Dwarf.
Quartet in one movement.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's got to get everything in there in one movement. So.
Right, right. Now, Ethan, you are in what year?
This is my fourth year, and it should be my senior year.
Okay.
But I'm going to do another year next year.
Okay, all right. Good, so. Good. And what I know that originally we were going to hear some Franck that you were going to play this morning, but you know the music is an athletic endeavor, and you can get injured.
Yeah, I've been struggling with some physical problems.
Yeah.
So I actually, and we have a concert tonight too, and a big rehearsal for a concert tomorrow night, and I just like.
Sure. Yeah.
We've played the heck out of Franck, and I think that the last performance we did, which was his recital, it's kind of a good end.
There
to
we
Franck.
Go. There we mm-hmm. go. All right. So, what other pieces are you? What's going to replace the Franck?
So my big project over the summer is I'm going to start working on the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto.
Oh, nice.
Which
nice.
I'm really excited about.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, who's your teacher?
Julia Salerno.
Okay, very good.
Professor at Eastern.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And Christian, you are departing us here because you are graduating.
Yep.
And headed back down to Central America.
No, South America.
South America, okay.
To Barranquilla in Colombia.
Okay, in Colombia. Very good. And... are you looking for teaching?
Yeah, I came here sponsored by an university in Barranquilla, the Universidad del Norte, North University.
Right. Yes.
And they have a program of to help teachers to get their education. They get their master's or doctorate. So my trip here and the time I spent here was part of that program. So I'm just going back and teach for a while.
All right, very good.
There and as a payback of the help I got.
Sure.
From them.
Any plans for a Brahmas reunion down the road?
Yeah, probably. We're
It's in the works.
It's in the works.
All right, very good. Well,
we won't reveal too much right now.
All right, that's good. That's good.
I was about to say, we're going to do this and this and this and that. No. Let's just keep it.
Keep us posted and make sure to send postcards.
Yes, definitely.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Ethan Seid and Christiane Garcia, mm-hmm. for coming in and playing for us, coming and talking with us as well. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a terrific summer, both of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And that is the program. And again, I have to deeply thank Dr. Jody Grace from Eastern Washington University for, all the work in preparation, the teaching of the kids, the coaching, mm-hmm. the finding of music, all of the above. That's part of what you do. Thank you so much for
that. Thanks, Jim. And it's great to have them here and give them this opportunity. We appreciate KPBX for that.
We love to do it. Absolutely. So come back anytime.
I will.
Okay. Very good. And we have heard on this program solo pianists Carolyn Kruser and Christian Skok, and then The Brahmas, that piano quartet of violinists Ethan Seid, James Marshall viola, Tim Gales cello, and Christiane Garcia piano. And that does it for this part of the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. If you have missed any of this, there's a way to relive it, and that's to go to our website, spokanepublicradio.org, later this afternoon, and find the From the Studio podcasts section, and we will have this up at that point. So I do hope that you can take advantage of that, and if you've heard it, listen to the pieces again. That's well worth your time.